Peace and blessings. Good morning, everyone. It's hump day, April 24th, 2024. This is DBJ. It's Cold World Podcast. Yep, just out here with Charlie. I'm pissed 3 times already. Nice. Man, it's work day. Gotta go to work, so up sipping on the coffee, watching the news. So come to find out, you know, that Tyrese Halliburton from the Indiana Pacers, some white guy called his younger brother a nigger. Yep. Game one. So excuse the keys, I'm making. Yep. So y'all go look into that story. Just wanted to mention that. Yeah, saw that on the news this morning. Right at like 4:30 in the morning. You know, so there's that. But yeah, make today a good day. About to finish getting ready for work, and then I'm sure we'll check in with y'all later. We got some content. Episode we did last night, so we'll probably shoot that out there today. So don't mind the Bucks basketball conversation from last night. It was during the game and stuff like that, you know what I mean? So some of that stuff is recorded from last night, but we'll upload some of that today, because you know we always just have an interesting conversation about other things too as well. So so check for that. Everyone make it a great day. I'm about to get going to work, and we'll catch up with you guys soon. Everyone be safe out here. Peace. How's everyone doing? So for today, for intro music, we're going to roll out some Snipe Life. This is a D-Block artist, you know, Styles P. You know what I'm saying? Artist, D-Block. I don't think a lot of people are familiar with Snipe Life, but he's a true MC. So those of you know who he is, you already know. But if you don't, you're about to find out. This is Snipe Life.
Yeah.
Enjoy the episode today.
No, just another day, gotta get it in the hood. Yes. Drop it in the water, smoke a test, said it's good. Cutting up the A.
Cut it.
I up today.
Straight up the beam to the bag, nigga.
Ski mask on my face, wish a nigga would.
Yes.
He looking like a plate, you getting lifted out your good.
What's
up today?
Yes.
You thought I gave a fuck, no way.
You can hear the shots in the morning when they ricochet. The bullets got no names and they come at any age. Ski mask on his face, looking for a bigger plate. It's foul cause the shorty by the school got hit with strays. Try to play it cool, you know the rules of the paper chase. Get it how you live it, but you timid when you run away. Trapped in a box like you locked, can't run away. Don't be another jock on camera, put the gun away. It's Sunday, my man called me from the feds. Press 5, level 3 max. He relaxed, but it's stress high. Would you tell a guy that blue trial and he got life plus 14 more years? Yeah, that shit is right. You can send a kite and you can call. Mentally, you with us, you just stuck behind the wall.
True.
For all my niggas, 10 toes down and stood tall.
Word.
It's just another day around the way we spitting raw. Yeah.
Just another day, gotta get it in the hood.
Yeah. Cirrhosis, severe kidney problems, kidney failure, or take CYP1A2 inhibitors. Increase liver.
Bucks game's about to come on.
Your doctor will check them before and during treatment.
I got the Phoenix Dallas game on the laptop, and then I got the Bucks game on Bally. I don't know why the hell the Bucks NBA playoff game is on Bally Sports. That don't make no damn sense to me. That don't make no. They could have had the Bucks game on NBA TV, if anything, and put the Phoenix game on something else.
NBA TV, it's just we're blacked out. But it's a playoff game. Why do you have playoff games blacked out?
Thank you.
That's so wrong. So basically, if you have DirecTV, you can get it. It's just like if you don't have, like, we don't have cable. So that's
why. We got YouTube TV.
Right. If you just have a streaming service, you don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
So
if
you have, like, Spectrum or...
It's all good. We got the laptop game on. We got the Phoenix game on the laptop. And then we got the bus game on the other TV. I love my laptop. Oh, they got the, oh, I think they got a new court, too. And they got all the white and green t-shirts on all the seats, too. That looks pretty smooth. Yep, it's Bucks playoff night, Taco Tuesday. I got me a burrito, big-ass burrito with everything on it. I threw it when we got home. We stopped at the food truck. On the way home from work, we stopped at the food truck. And then, not from work, I'm talking about, we went on back from errands. We stopped at the food truck. I got a burrito with everything in it and threw it in the oven when I got back for about like 10 minutes. Put it in the foil, wrapped it up, threw it in there. It was nice. So that's what I'm eating for the Bucks game. Taco Tuesday. Go Bucks. Go Bucks. I'm going to play some music real quick. Hold up. All right, I'm going to roll out a little Corey Guns for y'all. For my real hip-hop heads, little Corey Guns. FYI, you know his daddy, Peter Guns? He was a good MC, too, back in the day. He was hosting Cheaters for a while, the TV show. All right, here's some little Peter Guns. I mean, some Corey Guns right here. Corey Guns.
X gave niggas more feathers than pet land. They be with the shit until they steppers get bed plans. They don't understand until the method get red, man. They only aim between the neck and the headband. The weapon needle gave me disrespect, my yes man. Revolver in the palm like it's a part of my left hand. When I catch a case, it ain't a part of my breast plan. I run with grimy niggas all day. I keep a mask on like we bout to call plays. Ain't no telling when you'll find me in your hallway. At your door, got your mommy yelling, go away. You know I'm going all the way for that ching ching. Stay with the ting ting, play the ping ping and sing. When they hear that ding ring, they know that bring sting, motherfucker. Militia the army, nigga. Everywhere I bet I got it on me, nigga. You better never ever run up on me, nigga. Get washed, left, wet up like laundry, nigga.
Hey, baby, you know it's funny, right? So I'm watching the Bucks game, and Marcus was making a reference to In Living Color. He was talking about a character on there. He was like referring to a joke or whatever. And then that Lisa Byington, she said, oh, I should have watched more Saturday Night Live when she was younger or whatever. And dude was like, no, that was In Living Color. That's just a thing right there, like, you know, black, white. Like, just as you're growing up, what you watch versus, you know, because she didn't know what joke he was talking about. So she assumed it was from, like, Saturday Night Live, which, like, most white people watch. You know what I mean? So her brain went to, like, oh, he's referring to something to Saturday Night Live. Meaning, like, she probably didn't even, she didn't watch In Living Color. You know what I'm saying? She probably didn't watch that. That was a black show. That was our comedy show. That was like our Saturday Night Live. Mm-hmm. She's probably still wondering, what's In Living Color? Right. She's going to probably ask him after the broadcast. Going to see Nina Simone. We're ordering our tickets right now.
Mm-hmm. It's like a musical.
Mm-hmm.
Like
7 p.m.
on a Sunday.
On Sunday. Mm-hmm. Can't wait for that. What you watching, baby?
Vanderpump Rules.
Vanderpumps?
Mm-hmm.
How many seasons you been watching this now?
Season 11.
Holy shit.
Remember I watched like seasons 1 through 9 like in a month?
Mm-hmm. Same way as we binged Bear. Mm-hmm. We watched that shit in like one night. I can't wait for that Bear. That was a good show. Because some of that's relatable because I work in restaurants and stuff. So some of it was a little extreme, but some of it was accurate too. At the Milwaukee Repertory Theater.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm getting my what would you call it?
Your artsy on.
I'm getting my little artsy on.
Okay.
This would be my first time going to that, but when we found out it was Nina Simone, we're like, we're there. I don't care if it's a music, I don't care what it is, Nina Simone. I gotta go check that out. And then we're gonna go have dinner before, so it's gonna be a date.
Mm-hmm.
A date night.
And you like prepay for your dinner and everything? So.
We said it's like $30
a
head.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, we can, hopefully it's nice out too.
Mm-hmm, should be. It's next
May
Sunday.
May 5th?
Next Sunday.
Nina Simone, 4 women. Can't wait to go.
So it's like 4 different time periods of her life.
Nice. That's the printer, y'all. We're in the lab. We're the office / lab.
Where the bacon is made.
For real. Downtown does look pretty good from our view. Like at night, the skyline looks pretty decent. Only at night though, and from certain views, you gotta capture like the downtown skyline from certain views of Milwaukee, or it's really not that spectacular. It's halftime now.
Oh, so I want to show you the seats.
It's halftime in the Bucks game. And Bucks are winning.
The seats are...
My baby just cares for me. Oh, that's the shit. Hey, baby.
So we're like right here.
My baby just cares for me. That's where we're at?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, those are decent little seats.
Yeah.
Nice. We got some decent seats too, y'all. Nina Simone. Hi, Marley. What's up, honey? We're going to enter you in that, there's a cat contest. It's on, we saw it on the Books of Faces or whatever. Or is that Twitter? I don't remember. But it's like you enter your cat. It's for a calendar. For either this year or next year, I don't know. But we're going to send some pictures in of Marley. She will definitely have a chance to win.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
you'll be
done working now.
Okay. Marley, stop scratching the furniture up, honey. All right, back to the Bucks game.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, guys. Come on, pets.
Come on, kids.
Come on, kids.
Charlie's like, I'm not going anywhere without her.
Come on. Let's go. It's halftime, y'all. Oh, that is. See, that ain't no stereotype. It's a Mexican dude.
Yeah.
At halftime, he's doing like some kind of show or something with the little chihuahua. We love chihuahuas. Mexicans, we love chihuahuas and poodles. I don't know what that is. We do like poodles. We had a poodle. Her name was Erica. Yeah, I don't know what that is. I got that song in my head too. That Gatorade commercial.
Yeah.
Everybody. That Gatorade Zero. Shout out Gatorade Zero, sponsor. We can work together.
Yeah.
78-71, Minnesota's winning right now, third quarter. I got that one on the laptop. And then the Bucks game is halftime right now. The Bucks are winning.
Yep.
Hey, baby.
Yeah.
You know what I think, though?
A car?
I think dude has some more bodies.
That's a big purchase.
Yeah.
Max Anderson.
Yeah.
I think when this all comes out, I think this is just the tip of the iceberg. Right. I think there's going to be more to come. I think dude killed some more people. I just think he got super sloppy on that
yeah.
one. And you know what I really believe? You know what I truly believe? I think he killed her in the car, in the park.
Maybe that's why he burned the car, because that's, there was blood evidence and
exactly.
he caught her up in her car.
Exactly. That's what I truly believe in my head.
Because wouldn't there be like more blood evidence in the home, which would have been in the complaint?
Exactly.
Because in the complaint, they just said there's blood in the stair well leading to the basement and blood in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm. Because if he killed her anywhere in it, there would have been blood everywhere. Because he would, even if he cleaned up,
right,
he wouldn't
like
have been able to clean it all up.
Yeah,
they would have been able to find it.
So he, maybe he...
So he, I mean, that just makes sense. He didn't kill her in that house.
Right.
He
maybe
killed
he
her in
like
that,
he
killed
her in
his car,
and then
in her
he's
car.
Like, yeah, put her in the car and then was like, well, I can't just dump a whole body, so I'll just
And
cut
that's
her
where
up.
The sloppiness came, where he just started throwing the body part, driving all around and shit. But whoever's blood that is,
it's
that's somebody's
else.
Blood.
Right.
So that there's a body right there now. So it don't even, once they said it ain't her, that don't even matter. Because if it was his, like, why was his blood be all on? That was from a killing.
Right.
Even if it's his, that shows a sign of struggle, stress, like run, like all.
Because if it was his, they would have said it was his.
Mm-hmm. Just to kill all of that.
Right.
Yeah. So basically, we do have another serial killer. That's what I truly believe. Yeah. Yeah, it's about to get crazy. Because now, like everyone's doing their own digging and stuff.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
I don't know why I handed that to you.
Yep. All right, back to the game, y'all. We'll holler at y'all tomorrow. We're getting tired. I'm going to finish watching the Bucks game. And then put on some... crime shows probably to go to bed. What are we going to bed to tonight? Probably maybe some jazz cafe or some shit, because we got to work in the morning, so gotta get in work mode, so we might just put on something like that. Really, Michelle kind of decides that shit at night. Right, Marley?
Using your bathroom, yeah.
Yeah, Molly acts like that's her bathroom. The ensuite. Yep, alright, the Bucks game's about to come back on. Go Bucks. I'll holler at y'all in a couple days. Stay safe and enjoy the rest of the week. Peace.
After Indiana's win last night in game two.
You know, this has been my little brother in the stands the other day was, you know, called the N-word. And so, like, it was important for us as a family, like, to just address that. And that was important for us to talk about, because that just didn't, you know, that didn't sit right with anybody in our, you know, in our family. And so it's just been important to have my family here right now. And my little brother's handled that the right way. And
Halliburton says this happened during game one on Sunday. The Bucks were asked about his comments. A spokesman for the team says a group of guests were not sitting in their correct seats. When asked to move by an arena guest services representative, someone in the group claimed a person in front of him used a derogatory term toward him. The accused person denied the accusation. Last night, the Pacers came out on top, winning 125-108. As 12 Sports Director.
Yep, definitely got to get a car wash this weekend. If I didn't have to work today, I'd do it today. I ain't gonna feel like doing it after work.
It's gonna be cold.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. We went from 70
to 40. Oh, sorry.
That's okay. We're touching at the same time.
Aww.
It's all love.
We still hold hands when we drive.
Yeah.
Who does that?
Probably just us. No, I'm sure there's some couples out there that do that still.
I'm sure. And then there's some that are like, why are you holding my hand?
Right.
God.
Right. So, yeah, they caught, so first thing I look at on the news, you know, as I'm sipping my coffee and shit, is Tyrese Halliburton was saying some white fan called his brother a nigger during game one against the Bucks Pacers at Pfizer Forum here in Milwaukee. Yep.
Yeah, like they were, somebody was moving seats.
Mm-hmm.
And then that, I think they were moving the Halliburton family or something.
Okay.
To better seating or something.
Okay.
And some fans said it like while they were.
See what I'm saying?
Passing. It's ridiculous.
Shit's crazy, man.
Like, why? What did he do to you?
It don't matter if he did anything.
But you know what I mean? Like, they're just walking. But, like, you're just walking by. Like.
So, if he would have did something to him, it would have been okay for him to call him nigger?
No, I'm just saying, like, what did he ever do to you that warrants speaking to somebody like that? Nothing.
But racism is over.
Right.
That's what the whites say. They
That's
don't
in the past.
It's in the past. And then when you show them examples or you, they either blow it off or they'll just say, oh, well, you know, happens once in a while. No, happens a lot more than once in a while.
Right.
That shit's crazy.
And it probably happens more than people realize because you may not, somebody may be calling you that in their head.
Oh, they're calling us niggers in their head.
Right.
Constantly.
Under their breath.
Yeah. The looks they give you sometimes says it all. Sometimes when they walk past you and just the vibe. That's what I was saying. Like, a lot of times, there's like, I always feel there's a potential for, like, when it comes to white and black people, usually men. You know what I mean? Because women aren't like, generally, you know, aggressive or like they don't really like get all into that, like
only the Karens.
Yo, the Karens. Oh, definitely them Karens. Them bitch ass Karens. But normally, like, I feel like there's potential for a white man and a black man to always, there's potential for an argument or a fight or, you know,
some
what I mean,
because
there's always, yeah, there's usually,
yeah,
some kind, there's, it's always like kind of, it feels like that even when you like enter familiar, you know, similar spaces or whatever, it's like you're kind of sizing each other up, kind of just feeling the person out. Do they seem like a cool white dude? Like, do I feel like I can, or do I feel like I gotta, you know what I'm saying, put my shield up and maybe have to protect myself, not physically, but just, right, you know what I'm saying, like just the energy they'll be giving off sometimes when they come past or when they fly by in their fucking F-150 trucks, all that bullshit, like what is that, man, as they drive by you and shit. Yeah, but yeah, I'm sick of this shit. But yeah, it's alive and well out here. Because I was,
as we hear somebody revving their engine.
Yeah. Because they were on Facebook and people were talking about it, and then somebody was saying something, and I was just like, yeah. And some situations, like, white people would just be tolerating black people sometimes. Like, they'll already be having a thought or how they truly, truly, truly feel about you.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, kind of how you were saying, like, how they call, you know, black people niggers in their head and shit like that. You know what I mean? And then, like, when something happens or whatever, if they get upset or...
It just spits out.
It comes out, and then it's like, you know, because at the end of the day, they were only tolerating you to begin with.
Right. Right.
In a lot of situations. And as soon as you do something or say something that they don't agree with or they don't like or that they, you know what I'm saying, that's when they're ready to throw you in the trash. Say, see, I knew I shouldn't have hired that guy. See, I knew I shouldn't have been cool with that dude. I just knew it. Like, you get one fuck up with white people as a black person.
Right. I had a feeling about him.
Yep, I had a feeling. I knew I should have listened to my... All that bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I constantly talk about this stuff.
And it's disgusting that a group of people have to be on guard like that all the time.
You know what I mean?
You can't just...
And then sometimes, too, it'd be the bulls.
Yeah,
that'll like too. Tip them over the edge to like just give them that extra curse to call someone a nigger or whatever, you know, bullshit they're saying about somebody.
Agreed.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then, yeah, so yeah. And there's a lot of that going around. Like, that's what I said. I wish like athletes would just one day just do a tell all and like just talk about the racism they've experienced. Like, you can't tell me that Green Bay Packer players, I don't care what year, I don't care from the 60s, the 70s, to the 80s, on to now. I'm sure they got plenty of fucking examples and stories.
Oh, yeah.
But then white people treating them like shit up there near Green Bay, calling them nigger and all that kind of shit. Tons of stories. But even with that, they got to be careful.
Right.
Coming out because people may not believe them or what were you saying, baby?
I was saying
all white cars. Yeah, see, they're just whites, the majority
of them. Black truck,
and then one black truck out there, right, and he's sitting behind the garbage bin. Just optics are crazy. All right, so Michelle at work now.
Donuts.
It's my time to go to work. Yep, make donuts. Donuts sound good, actually.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Jelly donuts. Throw it in the oven for about like 3 or 4 minutes. Got your little lunch, baby.
Yeah.
All right, love you. Yeah, I'll be liking to wait. When I drop her off, I'll be waiting and shit, you know what I'm saying? Until she gets inside the door and all that stuff like that. Just to be, you know what I'm saying, just on some safe stuff. Because it's early in the morning, you know what I'm saying? It's lighter now and shit, but still, you know. There's people out here lingering and shit on bullshit, you know what I'm saying? So, yep. So I'm headed to work now. We got some content together, like I was saying earlier, you'll probably hear in one of the recordings we did. So, yeah, some of the stuff, you know, we talked about was last night, you know, while we were watching the Bucks game and the Phoenix and Dallas game. Dallas got a victory. Bucks lost to the Pacers. Yeah, Bucks definitely need Giannis. They got it. They're gonna need Giannis. Like I was telling Michelle, like they need Giannis to go super deep in these playoffs, you know what I mean? Like they can win a game or two without him, you know, obviously clear, you know what I'm saying? But to go to make a super deep run and try to get to the championship, they gotta have Giannis. They just do, you know what I mean? But and Brooke Lopez, I don't know, dude, just, I don't know if he looks uninterested or, because I know, you know, Brooke Lopez has always been, you know, ever since he was a rookie, you know, he's always been like a slower moving kind of player, you know, not super athletic and all that shit or whatever, but, you know, as he gets older, you can see guys slowing down, like the Bucks are the oldest team in the league,
I knew they were older, but I didn't know they were the oldest. But yeah, they said they're the oldest team in the league. You know what I'm saying? And then, so, yeah, they're going to have to upgrade their roster, though, next year, man. That's what I was saying about John Horst. He's a decent, you know, in free agency. He's made some decent signings in free agency. But drafting, he sucks. He is not a good drafter. Just look at some of the guys he's drafted. Some of the guys ain't even in the league anymore. DJ Wilson. Dante's carving out a pretty solid career. But yeah, DJ Wilson, Dante DiVincenzo. I mean, Dante DiVincenzo's a solid player. Nothing special, though. There were other players they could have took before him. Like, I wanted to see them take the Bucks to get Lonnie Walker during that season. They could have got Alec Burks. There's other guys they could have got. But, yeah, so I don't think John Horst is a great drafter. He seems to like picking guys, you know, that had real good tournaments. Like, DJ Wilson had a really good tournament that year, the March Madness for Michigan. And same thing with Dante DiVincenzo. It seems like he likes to draft guys that had deep NCAA tournament runs. I mean, I get it. It kind of makes sense. It's like, you know, these guys are champions, they're winners, all that kind of shit or whatever. But that don't mean their talent is going to translate to the NBA. You know what I'm saying? So, and I understand too, like, some, you know, because the Bucks have been so good, like, where you're drafting, you know, late first round, or you're getting a second round pick and shit like that. So I get that. It's kind of like a handcuffed from your own success type thing or whatever. But yeah, they got to get better, though, because this clearly is their last run with this team. But yep, I'm just headed to work, get some more NBA playoffs tonight. It's hump day, it's the middle of the week. So yeah. But yeah, that's disheartening, you know what I'm saying? Just to see that stuff. Cause like, even on like, you know, like them Facebook posts or Twitter or whatever one you're on, you know what I'm saying? And there's like a tough conversation going on, whether it's about race or like someone dying or just, you know, all kinds of stuff. And then like, it'd be like, for example, even the Sade Robinson case, you know, there was a post yesterday that I was looking at, and, you know, it was all positive, right? People were talking all good stuff. And then it's like, you can almost guarantee it that at least one, and it's normally going to be a white person, that's going to get on there and say something disrespectful just to be on some bullshit. And a lot of times it'll be like a bot, or it'll be someone with a fake profile. They'll have two friends, no profile picture, all this kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? And then they'll just jump on there just to like, just spew BS. You know what I mean? And like I was saying, like, these are the people that we got to be around. You know, when I read that Oath Keepers list and all that stuff, man, that's terrifying to think about, man. I don't want no cop pulling me over that's in the Oath Keepers. At 11 o'clock at night or something, coming home from work. I don't work that late, I'm saying, but you know what I'm saying, man? Coming home from work, you work out in fucking Mequon or something somewhere, or Oshkosh or something somewhere, you happen to have a job out there, you get off late at night and you're, you know, coming back to Milwaukee and shit, you get pulled over and shit in Mequon by some Oath Keeper cop, man, dude. And there's no way that you're going to know who that individual is at that moment. He's a cop. You're supposed to respect his authority, do what he or she says, and all that shit. And here it is. In reality, you're dealing with some white racist person. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's crazy. That's a nasty combination, to not only have someone that's racist, but then have them have a gun, a badge, a walkie-talkie, a billy club, all that stuff, man. Taser. I've been tased. I got tased before by the police, by the Glendale police. Back in the day, yeah, when I was doing my bull stuff. Yeah, they were chasing me and shit. caught up with me. Dude said I went in my pocket for something. Dude hit me with the taser right dead in the smack middle of my chest. And then had the nerve to charge me. I still got the bill. They charged me like $100-some, man, for getting tased. Yeah, that shit was crazy as hell. Yeah. Sorry. Two people trying to turn at one time. Sorry about that. Sorry, not sorry, but yeah, so. Yeah, man, it's a cold world out here, man. But, I'm going to be to work here in a few minutes, so I'm going to just get myself occupied, and we'll catch up with y'all later. We just wanted to say good morning, and just, that's it. I am about to be at the job. Stopping here and grab a couple things from the store, and then that's it. All right, check in with y'all later. Peace. Stay safe out here.